Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. God can turn it around. You know, that song came to me, I think was Monday. No, it was Thursday or Friday. And I could not. I had to listen to it over and over and over and over. I've heard it before. And maybe it's for one of you. I don't know how God works in your life, but I know how he works in mine. This is extra here. This is bonus for you. This is bonus this morning. And it took me back. The case for my dad was coming up, and I was losing hope and faith, and this song comes on, and this just kept going through my mind, And I would play it. I didn't even tell Jill. Jill was probably wondering, why is he playing this song over and over and over again? But I remember this, and I'm telling you this because music is a powerful tool. I'll say that again. Music is a powerful tool. And that's why I tell my young kids, be careful what you listen to. Music is powerful. And John Piper said this. He said the worship is more powerful than the preaching, because they'll remember the worship service and the songs they'll go by. They would leave the worship song and sing a worship song they hear all week. And if you don't have the right theology in your worship song, they could be singing things that are wrong. I remember I was in debt. And this may be for somebody. I was in debt up to my head. I am not good with money. Now, Ed had helped me out there, because I am much better. I'm not there, but I'm much better. I am a spender. So it's hard when you're a spender, but Ed had helped me out a lot. I've come a long way. And I had, at one point in my life, I had went and take out a second mortgage. I don't know how many of you have done that. I did that. I went and take out a second mortgage because I had all that credit card debt, and it was killing me. So I went and took out a second mortgage, put my payment higher, pay off all my debts. I felt good. Not 10 years later or so, I'm right back where I was. And this time, it was over what I had before, plus what I had put on my second mortgage. And I felt in my heart I couldn't do ministry because I was working to pay bills. Every penny I got was already spent before I made it. And God placed a song in my heart. He placed a song in my heart. If he has done it for others, he can do it for you. And man, I'd be driving to work. Work was 45 minutes away if I leave on time. If I left early, it was about 30 to 35. And I would sing that song. And in the back of my head was my $20,000 debt. And I would sing that song, and I would sing that song, and I would sing that song. But I wasn't just singing the song for singing the song. Some of you, when you worship, you sing the song just to sing the song. When I sing a worship song, I sing it to my God. And when it's this way, I sing it to you. So you could be blessed. And I did that. And I was specific in my mind. I said, God, I need $20,000. I don't know how you're going to do it. Now, I had my ideas how God is going to do it. I'm telling you, I had my ideas. I was positive how God was going to do it. I was so positive. And somebody handed me a check. I probably told you all this, and I put that check in my top pocket because I have this principle. I'll never open a check somebody gave me in front of them. So I fold the check. I didn't even look at it, and I slide it in my pocket. And I got in my car to go home, and I'm driving down the street, praise God for Holy Spirit, I opened that check, and it was a $20,000 check. Somebody is here this morning that wants God to turn something around in their life. I don't know it's who, but God can do it. And this week I am singing that song completely, and I'm singing. My brother is a DJ, and I said to him, I need that song because I can't find it as a complimentary tape. I said, I need just the music part, and he could do that. He could strip it for me, and I don't know how those DJs do their thing. I said, I want that song. Guys, find something that focuses you on who God is and the things he can do for you. Because, kids, I'm sorry, but just sit. Because if he has done it for others, God can do it for you. And this is not prosperity preaching. For here's what the psalmist says. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. God is a father. And he's a father that takes care of his children. That's why we can say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it were, in heaven. And we need to live like people that are living from earth because we are experiencing the power of heaven. And then he said this, give us this day our daily bread. God can give you everything you need to survive on a daily basis. Folks, I don't know about you, and this is, y'all just getting a little bit of VN. Folks, I don't know about you, but I know about me. I know what God has done. Let me tell you, I tell people this all the time. I have been stupid in many ways and many fashions. I have spent my money stupidly. And let me tell you something. God has been a great, marvelous, wonderful God because he supplies my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And the only way you can have that benefit is to be in Christ. Be careful what you're putting into you, because what you put into you is what you meditate on, and what you meditate on is what's going to guide your life. So if you are putting in the wrong things, if you are listening to the wrong things, if all you're doing is nothing to nourish the body that God has placed here and made it the temple of the Holy Spirit, you are not fulfilling your full purpose in Christ. Let me read the scripture for this morning. Not going to finish it. We are in Ephesians 1. Verse 11. Folks, there's someone here this morning that wants God to turn things around, and he can. Listen what this says. In him, we have also receive an inheritance, because we were predestined according to the plan of the one who works out everything in agreement with the purpose of his will. So that we who had already put our hope in Christ might bring praise to his glory. In him, you also were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. When you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, and when you believed, the Holy Spirit is a down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of the possession to the praise of his glory. Now, it says this, we have an inheritance. You know, if you go back to the few verses we have studied before, it says we were predestined for adoption. And we are adopted. That's why we can call him Abba, Father. And just because we are in Christ and he is our Father, we are right now able to enjoy the inheritance that is ours. And it is ours in Christ. I don't know if we really understand the kind of inheritance we have. I don't think we fully understand our inheritance. I don't think we fully understand it at all. God is not like our parents. And I praise God for that. Some parents can't even afford to leave an inheritance. Some parents take the inheritance and give it to somebody else. But we have a God who created the universe. We have a God who tells the ocean how far it could come and no further. We have a God that holds the universe, earth, in his hands. If he lets go, it's over. We have a God that created mankind and breathed breath into him, and he lived. That is the kind of Father we have. I wonder if you all gain this. If Donald Trump was my father, I think I'd be a little bit set. In this life, at least. But God is our Father. We are not just set in this life. Oh, Jesus! Come on, but we are set for the life to come. For one day, Jesus is coming back, and I'm going to see him face to face. You have an inheritance. I don't even look at my note, but guess what? In your inheritance, he already gave you a deposit. There's already a deposit that you are enjoying right now. Do you all get it? He don't even say you have an inheritance, and if you're a good child, I may leave it to you. I know parents says, you are no good, you are getting nothing. I'm giving it all to your brother. But praise God. He says what? He said, I am giving you a down payment. That's what he said he's doing. I'm giving you a down. You have money in your spiritual bank account, Holy Spirit. Do you know how powerful you are because of who lives in you? Just the simple down payment, the simple deposit that you have in you have made you more powerful than you can imagine. And I don't think many of us are withdrawing from the deposit of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Let me give you some things you could draw. I never could quote the scripture good from mine, but it says, love. You can't love somebody? Go in the bank where Holy Spirit is deposit and withdraw some love. So you could pay your bill of love. Because what does the Bible says? It says we owe nobody anything but what? Love. And you've got the full deposit in your spiritual bank account that you can watch the person you cannot love, and you can go to your bank account, which God has says he already deposited earnest, and withdraw and show love, joy, peace, patience. Come on now. The reason why we live the way we do not know what we have. When Anya left home, she didn't know how much deposit she had in her account. She didn't. I didn't tell her. I didn't want her to know. I started it late, so she didn't have much. I'm not like God. I'm just me. You know, remember, I'm a spender. When she found out, she had a little deposit. It didn't take long for her to go down to the bank. She understood that was hers. And it was deposited. Some of it was deposited by her father. And now she can go and make a withdrawal. Well, it didn't last too long because it wasn't that much. But what God has deposited for us, it's going to last forever and ever and ever and ever. We as believers need to be living like believers because we have the deposit of the Holy Spirit that we can withdraw when we need patience, when we need kindness, when we need long-suffering, when we need to love the unlovable, when we need, fill in the blank, the Holy Spirit is there. Why? If you notice in Ephesians, it says, to his glory. This deposit is not there for your glory. This deposit is not for you. This is not name it, claim it kind of deposit. This deposit is when you withdraw it and you use it, it's going to bring glory to his name. And that's our purpose. Our purpose is to bring glory to the name of Jesus. You know what was my purpose? When I was praying, I said, God, I need this thing in my life, this debt that was holding me down. I said, God, I can't serve you. I know I put myself there. But I cannot be free to serve you with that because I am working too much. And God turned it around. Because my purpose was to bring glory to his name. Some of you wanted to turn around, but you wanted it to be turned around for you to look better. But you should need it to be turned around so that God can be glorified. So if it's for you, if this message is for you, and I'm going to have to re-preach it because I didn't look at my notes. If this message is for you, take it. Walk with it. Water it. And let it grow. Because God wants to turn it around for you. And his purpose to turn it around is so that glory will come to his name. Let me tell you, I praise God that Shannon, God, you know, Shannon and Carol may not think they were appointed to come today, but they were. Because I don't know, I was getting anxious, and I run back there, and my heart started to beat, and I'm getting anxious, and God already supplied the need. Shannon, would you find that song for me? Because I think it will sound better. And turn it around. Turn it around. I want you to listen to this song.
I'm praying God come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything, yes. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. All of my changes everything. Oh yeah, yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. 'Cause all of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. God, turn it. Turn it around, turn it around.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you see each person here this morning. And Lord, there's those here, Lord, this morning that need things to be turned around, Lord. Lord, some of them may have been crying out to you for a while, Lord. And some of them, Lord God, it may just be a recent thing. And oh God, we come to you this morning, oh Lord God, and we ask, oh Father, that you will supply their needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would just turn things around for them, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you will take away all the anxiety, that you would take away all the doubt, and Father, that you would give them the hope that does not disappoint in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, as they reach out to you this morning, oh God, Lord God, that you would hear their cry. And oh Father, that you, oh Lord God, will reach them where they are. And Lord God, that you will restore. Father, that you would bring back. Lord, that you would stay the hand of the enemy. Father, that you would fight for them in the name of Jesus. And Father, that they will have victory and victory and victory in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for this because we want glory to come to your name. We want you to be glorified, oh God. So Father, we ask, oh God, as they reach out to you, oh Lord, let the end result be to your praise and your honor and your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. I say it is good to be in the house of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. If you see somebody that wasn't here, you say, boys, you guys should have been in church Sunday. You missed out. Wednesday night was good too. We have a good professor. Don't forget, we have Wednesday night Bible study. We have Wednesday morning 6 o'clock prayer. If you could come pray with us before you go to work, come on out. We get here at 6 o'clock on Wednesday morning. And then we have the men's prayer on Thursday at 7. Thursday at 7, we get together and the men pray. If you would like to participate as a man that is a part of this church, come out and let's pray together. Let's see things happen through prayer. What I would like to see is the ladies have a prayer meeting going also. I would love to see the ladies getting together and pray. So if God put it on your heart, you all need to get together and pray. God told me a couple of years ago, prayer is how things happen. Here's another thing. Guys, if God puts a member of us on your heart, you better stop and pray. You need to be praying. If God puts somebody on your heart, you stop and pray. Drive and pray. Pull weeds and pray, work and pray if God put them on your heart. Now, I don't know. I about 2 or 3 days ago, just before I opened my eyes, I'm old, so I have to call it a dream. I saw Pam. And Pam says, pray for me. That's all. And I woke up. And all, as soon as I wake up, I prayed for Pam. During the day, I prayed for Pam. Next day, I prayed for Pam. I sent Pam a text, I'm praying for you. Sometimes we, folks, sometimes we have no idea how we steer the hand of the enemy away from a person. They may not even have anything going on in their life. They may not even see the wreck coming. And we take time to pray. We can, We can stop things because God has given us the warning signs. And we then fall on our knees and pray on behalf of our brothers and sisters. And God works. Why? Because we have a deposit. And that deposit is Holy Spirit. Folks, I'm telling you, I hope you all get this. We have the most powerful thing that anybody could have. And he is living inside of us. And he is Holy Spirit. Go ahead. It's on.
It's on. I'm going to share a little testimony. Shannon and I both separately passed through the valley of the shadow of death this week. And so many times we don't know that it happened. We go through our lives and we don't understand that the Holy Spirit is covering us and protecting us, and that he saves us from so many things that we just don't even, we're not even aware of. Shannon and I both passed through a specific location on our way to work or home from work. I come home from work in the morning because I work nights. He leaves in the morning to go to work. Sometimes we see each other and sometimes we don't. I was running really late this one morning this past week. I came home from work about an hour later than I normally do. I had been on the phone with him saying, hey, you headed out? He said, yep, I'm going. And I said, okay, bye, love you, and I'll be home, you know, in a little while. And so I'm continuing on my trip, and I get to my exit. And as I pull up to the corner to turn right to go home, I hear a horrible crash. And it's loud enough and it's strong enough that I know that there could be a vehicle flying my way. And so I just sit still and I wait to see what happened or if something more is going to happen. Because just because you heard the crash doesn't mean it's over. And nothing happened. So I carefully go around the corner because there's lots of trees up where we live in the mountains. There's lots of hills and trees you can't see. And as I come around the corner, the accident is just ending. The debris is in the air. The engine of the car, the truck that's been hit, is still running at high speed. The truck's not moving, sitting in the middle of the lane, completely demolished. It's not safe to go near the truck. Nobody can help at that time. But I know, as I pull off the side of the road to see if I can help, I know that Shannon just drove through that area just a few minutes before. I could have been there 5 minutes sooner. I could have been there when it happened. I could have been in the middle of it. And God was gracious, and he protected both of us. It was a fatal accident. It was a very bad collision, and the driver was killed instantly. So seeing a fatal accident that you know that you could have been in, that your spouse could have been the person that was hit in that vehicle, it just makes it so real that God is directing our paths. God is protecting us. So I just wanted to share, when you pass through the valley of the shadow of death, sometimes you don't know. Shannon was completely oblivious, obviously. He was already gone. He passed through, and he could have been there a few minutes sooner, a few minutes later, where he could have been the person in that truck because of the way he was coming. And so what a blessing to be able to see that God's hand is on our lives and that God directs our path and that God does keep us safe. Thank you.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
God is up to something. God is saving somebody. God is protecting somebody. He's always working on our behalf. Amen. Well, folks, go and be blessed.